Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Brewers broadcaster Jeff Leverick.
Apparently I had a spider dangling over my head for about an inning that my stage manager was afraid to tell me about because she didn't want me to look up and then have this spider land on my face.
This is Brewers 360.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting. For the first time in nearly a month, we don't have a highlight to play you coming into Jeff Levering because we had a much-needed day off, Levo.
Yeah, much-needed for everybody. I think that was the first true off day since the 7th of August where the Brewers didn't have to use their off day to travel or do something. So it was much needed for everybody. Chance to get away, get refreshed, get ready to go as this month of September. Crunch time from the Milwaukee Brewers.
Levo, Eric was reading MLB put together some of the things that guys were doing on their off day.
So we got William Contreras had a spa day. Quinn Priester drove to his parents' house in Illinois.
You go visit your ma. Go down there.
Bryce Terang did his laundry. I mean, all kinds of options.
And there's no doubt. I mean, those are the things like if you had a project that you hadn't been able to do because of the traveling or, again, just it's a day to get right again. I mean, I had two fantasy football drafts last night. I played golf in the morning. It was my kid's last day of summer before school started. I just dropped my daughter off at school for the first day. My son took the bus. So, I mean, it was just a day to do what you want to do, and as a lot of people say, pick your own friends kind of day.
Who was it? One of the guys was doing a couple of drafts as
well.
Ricky Weeks. Yeah. Are you in the same NFL, you know, fantasy football with Ricky?
No, I am not. No, I'm in two totally different leagues. I'm in a league with my old college teammates. They're all spread out all over the country. So I had that one. That was a 9 p.m. Central Time start, but all virtual, which is fine.
All right.
And then one with my neighborhood. I'm the youngest guy in the neighborhood by a number of years. But it was fun. It's easy to do those things.
You know, Mercure was telling me about this draft that he was in, and he said It was his first year in it, and it was more complex than he had known walking in. He's like, oh, this will take a couple hours. He's like, this was a 3+ hour event. You have to bid on certain guys, and guys are talking about dudes he'd never heard of. He's like, I got to go. Like,
yeah, I'm not on those. If it's too complicated to keep up, I want no part of it. I don't want any part of the paying for players and bidding
yeah.
for players and all that stuff. Like give me the online, you have 45 seconds to make a draft selection. Let's keep this thing moving. Let's get it going. And that's what we did. Both of the longest it took our draft was, I think, an hour.
Nice.
Okay. My other one was done at 45 minutes.
Because so you're perfect. Not actually the general manager of the team. Right? this is fun. No,
I mean, it's all about fun. It's right? about fun and talking trash and who knows, you might end up winning a couple of bucks at the end of the year. But it's all for fun.
All right, Jeff, stretch run here. What's one thing that gets you excited? What's one thing that gets you concerned?
I just love every game means more now, right? Every loss hurts more. Every win feels so much bigger in the month of September. I'm a big fan of that. Cause for concern, not so much. I mean, the team is playing really well. I know they went through this stretch. They went 9-10 when they played 19 games in 18 days. That ain't bad. That's not bad. They've had opportunities to win. I think yesterday's off day was big for everybody, especially for those arms in the bullpen. If there's any room for concern, maybe try and find some productivity out of first base again. Andrew Vaughn was so darn good for a month, and hopefully you can find something with Vaughn again, and maybe that day off really gave him a shot of energy.
I'll tell you what narrative I'm not so much interested in anymore. True as it may be, Levo, is this, well, nobody thought we'd be here. Well, who would have thought we were? I think Pat Murphy said it the other
mentality.
Day. You know? Nobody, who would have thought? Here we are, September 2nd, or what? You know, today the 3rd, and we're best team in baseball. All right, that's cool, and congrats to us, but kind of don't care anymore. Like, let's go.
Yeah, I think the fluke part of this team is good went away in the middle of that 14-game winning streak. I mean, it's been such a consistent team since the middle of May that you can't underestimate them anymore. And yeah, should they be here? Probably not when you look at them at a paper. And there are some lineups that they run out there that you might get fined if you ran that out there in a spring training game. but at the same time, the team is great. The team is great. They're a lot of fun. It's been a hell of a summer in Milwaukee. And I think fans have really enjoyed the summer. And you still got 3-4 more weeks of this before the playoffs hit. They're in a really good place. This is when games really start to matter, and this is when it's really fun.
Now, I know there was moments when they were trying to watch innings, watch pitch counts, and that kind of thing, with specifically with Jacob Mizorowski. At this point, is he looking like he's on track where he'd be able to make it through into October?
For sure. I think that 2-week span where he took some time off because of that injury to the shin and that bruised shin, that really helped him. I think Brandon Woodruff is a really good spot. They have the built-in off days with the schedule right now where they can give guys an extra day as you move towards the playoffs. I think everybody is guns a-blazing. Here we go. Let's finish this thing out and go as long as we can.
On the limited use for Miz, Jeff, with a bunch of Brewers fans playing golf this weekend, and like to a person, everyone's like, use him out of the bullpen, use him out of the bullpen, use him out of the bullpen. It's not that simple. Right? You'd have to shift a lot of things. Your roster may not line up perfectly for that. And coming out of the pen is different than starting a ball game, right?
It is different. It is easier to go from a starter to a reliever. Yes, that is true. The Brewers have done that a ton. But I think that if you do that, you almost reset the development process with Miz, because you want to stretch him out. You want to make sure that those innings that, again, you're going over the innings. He's already over the innings that he threw last year. So you're already... That clock is ticking. Those innings are going forward. You want to push those innings as long as you can, because if you can get those innings up even further, then next year you can build on top of that. So, again, he has the arsenal, Miz does, to be a great starting pitcher in Major League Baseball. We've seen that. And I think the biggest thing for him is just to keep it rolling in the starting rotation. Pat Murphy has said the same. We need to see him as a starting pitcher. If the playoffs come around and they want to use him out of the bullpen, that's great. But he's not going to be the kind of guy that's going to come in with guys on base in the middle of an inning. If he comes in out of the bullpen, he will be starting an inning. It'll be a clean inning. And that's where he could potentially thrive in the postseason. But for now, through the month of September, let him eat out of the starting rotation.
All right, Jeff, last thing for you. Eric's asked all show contributors today to identify whether they would be here for us. Okay. Go ahead and ask him.
So the jackpot for the Powerball tonight is $1.3 billion. And my question to Vince and to others was, okay, so say your wife wakes you up, or say you get home from the game tonight and your wife's like, you're not going to believe this. We got all the numbers.
We won.
We have all the numbers, Jeff. Are you going to work the next day?
Yes, I'm going to work the next day. For sure.
And through September. You've got some good stuff going on here.
Dude, I've worked really hard since February. I'm going to see this thing through. I'm absolutely going to work. And I'm absolutely going to work next year. And I'm absolutely going to work the year after that. Now, I mean, what I may do with a couple of extra bucks may be different, but I'm definitely still working.
You also could say whatever you want.
I was going to say, broadcast could get real loose, man.
I could, but you know what? That ain't worth it. I love what I do. It's just so fun. If I was doing something else, maybe not. But doing what I do, I'd still keep showing up.
Brewers and Phillies, a 6:40 first pitch tonight at American Family Field. Thanks, Jeff.
You got it. See you guys.